Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. One of the things, I hated the fact that the Giants spent the second overall pick of the draft on a running back, but I love the fact that I get to root for Saquon Barkley. He's on my team, right? I get to what? So I love watching Joe Burrow, but what it must feel like to be a lifelong Bengals fan and now have Joe Burrow, right? That's your dude. Gary Owen, comedian, actor, and Bengals fan is with us now. What's that like?
What up, Gary?
What's that like,
what
Gary?
What it do, baby?
What's going on, guys?
What is going
All's
on?
All's right in the world.
Look at you with the orange legacy sweater on. I can't with you right now.
The legacy of almost never winning a playoff game, and now you got Joe Burrow, and it's all different. What's that like, Gary? What's it like to have Joe Burrow on your team?
I can't even explain it. I've been waiting on this my whole life.
Right.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I mean, we've been snake bit. We went to the Andy Dalton years, the Akili Smith, the years we couldn't find a quarterback, and now we got one.
Is it going to be different this time, though? Is it going to be different if they get to the Super Bowl?
Oh, God. How did I know Keyshawn was going to come with this? How did I know?
Well, I mean, come on, Gio, what do you think?
I mean, you won with Brad Johnson. You don't think we can win with Joe Burrow? Come on.
Get him. Get him, Gary.
Was you confident that week going to San Diego playing the Raiders?
Absolutely. No question. No question
at all.
Brad Johnson and Joe Burrow. That's the most gangster thing.
Now, how would you feel, Keyshawn, if you had Joe Burrow going to San Diego against the Raiders?
No, I get it. But then think about it. If they went up against the Eagles or the Niners with those defenses, and if it's the Eagles front to back, we got to admit that they are pretty damn good on both sides of the ball. I get it. Joe Cool is the guy. I've messed with him, no question about it. But those defenses between the Niners and the Eagles, that's a tough out. That's all I'm just asking. Man, you know, I'm not against Cincinnati.
Yeah. He gonna watch film. He gonna figure it out. He's gonna watch the film. Gary, he's so smooth in the pocket, man. He just manipulates it. Like maybe he's not Michael Vick or not like that, but man, the way he just moves around and I think he just figures it out. I got so much confidence in my team right now after being in Buffalo. I was like, God,
Snowbird.
The guy just figures it out.
So Gary, the storylines and this stuff is crazy, man, because if Joe Burrow is able to go into Kansas City and beat Patrick Mahomes again and is 4-0 against Patrick Mahomes, finds a way to win the Super Bowl. I mean, are we talking about like the next iteration of Joe Montana? Like, is that what we're witnessing in real time? Is that how you see it?
I do. I mean, think about what he said. Like, my Super Bowl window is my career. And he admitted, he goes, yeah, we're going to lose some guys. We're going to bring some guys in. He's so good.
How did it? Hey,
God.
Okay, we're talking to Gary Owen, comedian, actor, and Bengals fan. I'm curious, Key, about how, like, okay, you're a Bengals fan. The future is bright. Joe Burrow is that dude, no doubt. But last year in the Super Bowl, look, he, as I always say, like, he wins his greatest college season ever, greatest championship game ever, drafted number one. Next time he's healthy, he's sauntering into the Super Bowl in a mink coat, a chain, and Cartier glasses, right? And he comes one play away. Jamar Chase behind the defense, and the best who ever did it, Aaron Donald, makes the greatest play of his career. But as a fan, what are you thinking as that play unfolds?
I was there. I splurged and bought row one tickets. So I saw it all unfold. And our line was so bad last year. So bad. And I just think this year they invested in it. And, you know, we're down, what are we down, three linemen? But yep. Two of them will be back if we make it to the Super Bowl. And I think Jackson Carmen, he's been the big question mark, second round pick out of Clemson. But he, you know, he never played guard, and then he moved in the tackle, and he just looked so comfortable last week in Buffalo. And that was the position he played at Clemson and in high school. So I don't think the drop-off was as big as people thought at the tackle position.
Look, last year, when they decided to go with Jamar Chase instead of Penei Sewell, what was your – don't tell me, oh, I wanted Chase the whole time. Don't you dare. What was your feelings versus Sewell versus Chase?
Well, it felt to me and within Cincinnati that that Joe had some say in the front office. And I think that's where Aaron Rodgers came in and was upset with Green Bay, because he's like, I don't have no say in anything. Where I think it's a very collaborative effort. So I was like, if Joe Burrow wants Ja'Marr Chase, which was so obvious, that's why they picked him, I was like, I'm going to go with it. I mean, you can, every year there's something. When Burrow came out, it was him or Chase Young. We were having that discussion in Cincinnati, like, should we take Chase Young over Joe Burrow? So far, they've hit home runs in the last three drafts. Even this past year, taking Cameron Britt, the DB that picked off Allen, he was a second-round pick. I mean, they've been hitting home runs with their picks this year, the last couple years.
So, Gary, what do you think about this matchup, man, with Patrick Mahomes? Obviously, the high ankle sprain, but it does feel like, you know, they kind of set you up with, oh, the ankle hurts, and then all of a sudden, he does something historical.
I know. He scares me a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. He does scare me a little bit. And Kelsey's so good. He just finds the seams. But I don't know. Until they beat us, I don't know. They got to show it to me on the field.
What scares you more? Losing to Patrick Mahomes or losing T. Higgins?
Oh, man. Losing to Patrick Mahomes. Because, you know, I love T. Don't get twisted. I love Tyler Boyd. I love all of them. But Burrow's going to make anybody look good. That's why he's like Tom Brady. Tom Brady made more limited athletic white guys look amazing. And you look, I think Joe Burrow's doing that. We got the Trent Irwin, the Taylor kid. I don't know where these guys came from.
I'll let like, you say that. You can say that, Gary. Because if I say it, I'm going to trend on Twitter. And I don't feel like dealing with Jay's fans on Twitter. I don't want to deal with that.
Well, Gary can say it.
Don't make Jay sick of his sickest fans on you. His Twitter fan. Hey, Gary Owen, comedian, actor, Bengals fan.
He was explaining himself. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, let's be honest. I know Keyshawn and Jay, you guys can't say that stuff. And Max, maybe you can. I don't know. But that's the truth. Like, I guarantee you in 5 years, there's some white guy right now at Ball State that's going to be on the Bengals. We're like, where'd he come from?
But Gary, I could always use coded language and get away with that, though, right? I could say slot receiver, and then you can
form your opinion. Athletic,
I could say guy athletic. Inside, first one in the building, last one out.
This is the best one. Quicker than he looks.
Yes, quicker
than he looks. What does quick look like? Seriously.
What about family man? Family man?
Very crafty.
Church-going family man is another one.
Crafty, you got to mention Crafty.
That's hardest work. Crafty.
He's an extension of the coach on the field.
Yep, extension right. of the coach on the field.
Yep, all those.
We don't know how he gets open. He just does it.
Hey, Gary Owen.
Exactly.
You know, I think about Joe Burrow now. I'm thinking about the history of Cincinnati sports, at least in my lifetime. Who are the most popular, you know, Pete Rose? Or like
Pete Rose is the first
big,
name. Right,
Pete Rose, the big red machine, Joe Morgan. They had something that – one of the best baseball dynasties ever in the mid-late 70s. I'm trying to think, is there any rival to Joe Burrow in Cincinnati sports history? Right? Not like, who would it be?
No.
Anthony Munoz, maybe?
No. I mean, we love Anthony Munoz on this show, and he was a great player, but the position alone.
No. And I'm in the city. Joe don't go out. You don't see him. He just football. Back to the house. Football, back to the house. That's what you want out of your quarterback.
What about when Icky Woods was on top?
That was close because he had the – when he came out with the dance, that was close. But Icky Woods was 1 year. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't really – he was pretty much 1 year, and then he got hurt the next year. So for Joe to maintain, and everybody said this year the Super Bowl hangover, and I've never had my appendix taken out. I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah,
but clearly it takes a lot out of you.
Wait, yeah, Max, what? Wait, what did I do?
Wait, Super Bowl hangover. Remember you said that?
Wait, Gary, it sounds
no,
like
no, that was you. Oh, I get it now.
Gary, it sounds like there's an echo right now. Are you in the bathroom? Are you interested?
No.
Okay. If that's the bathroom, you got a big living room. Big ass bathroom.
Then no, you know, sometimes, you know, cats be taking
calls
from the bathroom.
Very interested in when people are in the bathroom on the show.
I take
for some
conference
reason.
Calls from the bathroom. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm not saying there is something wrong with it. You happen to like to draw attention to it, isn't fair?
Gary, are you going to Kansas City?
Yeah, I just booked yesterday. Booked my flight, booked my hotel. Yep.
Yeah, there is like.
Yeah, I can't miss this run, man.
Yeah, this is special, man.
I mean, if Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes again and goes on to win the Super Bowl, to be undefeated against Mahomes, to do what he's done and say he's the only player in the world with an argument against Mahomes that he's number one. How do you do that when Mahomes so far has had the greatest career through 5 years in the history, through 5 seasons as a starter in the history of football? He's had the greatest career in the history of football through 5 years as a starter, and somehow Joe Burrow's going to pass him? Maybe? But it all hinges on this game. How's that for some drama, Gary?
Yeah, this is like...
Hey, you guys going to be there?
No. We are tethered to the studio. Negative. We are not allowed to leave.
I wasn't trying to go to that snow in Buffalo. I know you were there. I know you were there. I saw it on IG, you freezing your tail off.
Oh, row one, I splurged. I was like, when I go hard.
Gary Owen, comedian, actor, and importantly, Bengals fan. Thanks for jumping on with us.
And he's very crafty. At his work.
Yes, Gary Owen, sneaky fast, hard worker.
First one in, last one out.
Family guy, church going.
Remember this interview in 5 years when that slow, quicker than he looked white guy comes out of the Mac and is playing for the Bengals.
Is he an elite receiver? No, he's a slot. Everyone calm down. Joe Burrow's making
future
him
future Hall
look
of
that
Famer
way.
With 300 career catches. Future Hall of Famer.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, Joe.
All right, Joe.
So people are asking, are we on the brink of Mahomes versus Burrow becoming the new Brady versus Manning? I'm asking, is it going to be better? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
The Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Kansas City for the AFC Championship game.
You know, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about us. We don't care who's favored, who's not. We're built for this.
I wouldn't say we overlooked, you know what I'm saying? It's just the disrespect they gave us, you know what I'm saying? We don't really care how they treating us and how they going to do us.
Joe's a killer, man. You got nine at the helm. You know, anything's possible.
Windows my whole career.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. All right, we ask this every couple of years about whatever rivalry we think is, you know, really good in football among quarterbacks. Is it the next Brady Manning? And when Key talks about packaging up Josh Allen, Keeps has Josh Allen rated higher than I do, by the way. He has him third. I have him like sixth. But he's a great player. We get it. But packaging up, we were asking that about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, right? Before Josh Allen really earned it. And Key, the whole time, Jay, the whole time, I'm thinking to myself, hold on. What about Joe Burrow? Right? Joe Burrow was my number two right behind Patrick Mahomes. People were looking at me sideways back then. I don't think they are anymore.
When's back then? Last year?
Yeah, 1 year ago. Yeah. 1 year ago, right? Absolutely.
Max had it on point. Max went with it. Because if it would have went left, you know, it goes left. Right. Everybody gonna, you know, now it's all right. So he can.
100%. That 100%. What happens in this business is when you get it wrong, you bury it. And freezing cold takes comes out and gets you. Then you got to take a bow. But when you get it right, boy, you better toot your own horn, because sometimes if you don't, there's no music. Key, meantime,
yes.
Burrow has earned it. I think it is fair to ask, And you know, the funny thing is people are comparing Burrow to Peyton because he's surgical. Peyton did not have nearly Burrow's success from a team level in the playoffs at an early age. Peyton, it took him a long time to be as good as he normally was in the regular season in the playoffs. It took him more than half his career to get there.
But that's also not Peyton's fault either. You know, circumstances, situations, young talent. I mean, it wasn't his fault. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just wasn't.
They scored zero. I remember
I
when
they
lost 41
They got beat by
nothing.
The Jets 41-0.
But not 41, you know, 14-0. 41-0.
I understand that, but I don't want to place all the blame because he struggled at times in the playoffs solely on him.
No, what I'm saying is the reason I don't like the Brady Manning comparison for this is because Burrow is Brady, and he's also – you know, Montana.
Well, he's not Brady because he was the number one overall pick.
But he's Brady in the sense that he's the winning guy.
Can I tell you? It's I'm not the resume. The talent is better.
Oh yeah,
the talent is better.
No one's
than
Mahomes.
Brady and Manning. This is already that and more.
Brady.
We're watching the next iteration. What?
But is it? Is it better?
The
than
talent,
Manning Keith. Brady? Yeah.
The talent that Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow have.
Certainly, Mahomes.
You don't think Mahomes is better than Tom Brady?
You're saying Burrow? Well, different though, Jay.
Yeah,
it's different. The guy, one dude is in a certain style, but those two dudes are in certain styles. It's different though. Is all I'm saying. When you think about like basketball, for instance, Larry Bird, one of the greatest to do it. But if you took another forward that was one of the greatest to do it and won championships too. They did it differently. That's the only thing when you say.
You know what's crazy about Brady?
But it's like, no, sometimes you know like, Brady, like, I sit there and I say, well, players in this generation, I think, are more skilled and better than players in those generations. And that's fine. It's okay. I just, like, look at how Patrick Mahomes is throwing the football.
Jay,
like
I agree with you, but can I say something crazy about Brady? This is where it's so gangster. Patrick Mahomes has only been stopped by one other man. Other than Tom Brady.
Yeah, when it's whole.
But I'm saying Brady got him in the AFC Championship game and popped him again in the Super Bowl. It wasn't fair. He didn't have an offensive line. I'm the first to argue it. Mahomes better than Brady ever was. I get it. But
it
is
feat.
So gangster that the very guy we're talking about who got Peyton Manning all those years ago also got Patrick Mahomes twice.
Like, I agree.
It's unbelievable.
But winning games doesn't mean that your talent is
of
better.
Course.
That's just two different things.
But Key is saying when they do it differently – we look at, oh, my God, plays like that's talent. Shovel passes and incredible throws down the field. And I think, Key, correct me if I'm wrong, what you're saying is reading the defense faster than anyone and making the right play all the time, that's also talent. And
yes,
that helps. And
absolutely.
In football, sometimes it's the number one thing to do.
He probably can't get away from a poodle, but at the end of the day, he still can deliver the football.
Well, I mean, it's the same with Aaron Rodgers. Would you say Aaron Rodgers was more talented than Tom Brady?
Yes.
Why?
Yes, but is Aaron Rodgers a better quarterback?
No.
Did I say that? I said
no.
More talented.
Yeah, they're more.
Well,
I said
Jay
more
is
talented.
Pointing out
that's my
Key,
point.
That when we use the word talent, we're having a semantic disagreement here, and we shouldn't be anti-semantic. I always say it.
He wanted to
show,
say argument so bad.
But the point
he wanted
is,
to say argument so bad.
The point is that Jay is pointing out. In the way we use the word talent.
Yeah, I understand.
Mahomes is more talented. And Key, yes. Your point seems to me to be, wait a minute, we misuse the word talent sometimes.
Yes.
Talent applies to a broader spectrum of skills and ability at the position than we like to give credit. And subtler talent is often overlooked, and that's what Brady and Peyton and
that was the same conversation we were having yesterday, Dak versus Josh Allen. Josh Allen is way more talented.
The way
because
we use
he, how
talent.
He could zip it and boom, 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 and do all that. They just do it differently, and they wind up with the same results in the end.
But you would agree in the way that Jay is using the word talent.
Yes.
That
I'm
these
sure.
guys are more talented.
Yeah,
bigger,
absolutely.
Stronger, faster,
one,
bigger.
I don't think.
Is 500. The other is below 500.
And one dude probably could walk and trip over himself, and the other dude would walk with a blindfold and not trip at all.
Yeah. Well, at any rate. Yes, I agree with you, Jay, in the word, and so does Key, really. In the way you're using the word talented, there's no comparison. These guys are, when you look at Joe Burrow,
look at
we
his
think
history.
Of, we don't think of him as fast because by today's standards, guys really run, but yeah, he's pretty fast for a quarterback.
No, he can move. He can move.
And he's
he can move for a QB,
five,
for sure.
Five.
And he's got, and by the way, this is the crazy thing about Burrow, Jay. I'm glad you brought this up. No one is as talented as Mahomes, right? He's in his class by himself. Joe Burrow gets so much credit for the moxie and the swag. He doesn't get enough credit for the size, speed, throwing strength, and accuracy, right? Like, we like to divvy it up like and point out, oh, he really reads defense as well. How about the fact that he has a big arm and it's accurate? How about the fact that he's tall and fast, right? Like, he's got it all.
Look at this graphic on the screen here on for people that can't see it on radio. I mean, Bengals postseason history, 1968 to 2020, they were 5-14, 26% winning percentage.
History.
Points per game history, 17.7. 2021-22, 5-1, 83% win percentage, 24 points per game.
It took them their entire history to win five playoff games and lose
crazy.
Three times as much as they won. And as soon as Joe Burrow shows up, bam, just like that, they win five times as much as they lose and match their entire win total for their whole history. This dude is gangsterism. That's what he is. He does not. Key, I told a story the other day, and you talked about your own career. Rocky Marciano, who is the undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, used to, you know, so many fighters, they tell you how nervous they get right before the fight. The worst part is before the fight in the locker room, right, in the dressing room, they call it. You know, it's not the fight itself you're prepared. It's that weight right as it builds up. Marciano used to take a nap. An hour before the fight, dude's sleeping. That's because he knew he's prepared. He's relaxed. He's not sweating. It took a nap. And then, Key, you told me you used to take naps before games, big games.
Absolutely. Yeah, just to chill. I mean, I don't.
No, before the game.
I would tell the coaches and players, man, why y'all walking around acting like y'all nervous? Pacing and, you know that, Jay, that pacing. Man, get away from my damn locker. With all that pacing and still reading the playbook.
You remember the Scott
report?
We got
kickoff in 2 hours. Right? 2 hours, man. We got a game. Why are you? They're still reading the scouting report. You just read the scouting report for the last week. You don't know that by now?
So true, though.
I used to tell Todd Haley. I told Todd one time, if you don't get your coming over there bothering me about a play that we might run.
You know, we got to get Joe Burrow on this show because I want to ask him. I've never spoken to Joe Burrow so far. I don't think so. When he was in college, no, I don't think I've spoken to him. And I want
to
ask him now. What his process is like?
Dinner with you, Max.
What his process is like before the game? Because I'll bet you the dude is the same before the game, as during the game, as after the game. Like that's how he strikes me.
So we're going for Joe Burrow, but we're not going to get Bill Belichick on the show. That's where you're.
I'm good.
No,
the ship sailed.
If Joe Burrow doesn't play with Zach Taylor, he's not going to win.
Since Max loves Joe Burrow, we'll go for Joe Burrow.
I think Joe Burrow.
I like Joe Burrow too.
I love Joe Burrow.
I think Joe Burrow. Man, come on, man. He wears beanies in interviews. He talked that talk. All that. I love that.
These are my two guys. If
I'm not looking for
two,
a stiff. I don't need a stiff playing quarterback no more. Them days is over. Give me somebody that got some snack, crackle, pop. I mean, I wish.
Jalen Hurts.
I wish I could have played with Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and them. I wish.
I got to say, Jalen Hurts is right on their heels. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. Jaron. I combine Jerry and Steven.
What?
Jaron Jones. Jerry and Steven Jones
cancel
their weekly interviews with 105.3 The Fan.
What?
After the Cowboys lost to the Niners. Anything to read into that? Twitter account tweeting bad stuff about Dak Prescott, and they canceled their 105. Is there anything there? Or am I reaching?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
You draft a guy because you're preparing for the future. It's not like Dak Prescott at 25 years old. Everybody's not playing till they're 40. So certainly, I wouldn't run away from looking at a quarterback in the future.
Absolutely. Either this year or next year, he has 1 year left of guaranteed money. And look, that doesn't mean you're moving on from Dak Prescott, but you want to have insurance. I would definitely look to acquire one either this year or next year.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Jerry and Stephen Jones cancel their weekly 105.3 The Fan spots after the Cowboys Uh-oh. Lose to the Niners. Should we read something into this, Key?
No, just not wanting to talk about the disaster that took place in San Francisco. I'm sure that's what it was like, man. Not today. I don't want to talk about it. I want to get the pit out of my stomach. That's what I would take from it.
I think it's avoiding disaster. How are you going to answer the question about the tweet? How are you going to answer it? It's still up.
Yeah, most likely though, Jay, they wouldn't ask him.
Yeah.
Because it's his, you know what I'm saying?
It's his show.
Yeah, God forbid they get him to actually say something.
God forbid they actually ask somebody an objective question.
Yeah, they're probably not gonna ask him that. So it's more about they have to ask him about the game, the collapse in the way they played in the game. They don't have to ask him about the tweet.
How do you not ask him about the quarterback?
Here's the tweet from the Dallas Cowboys social media team. Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in the narrow loss to the Niners in a matchup the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't again generate self-inflicted wounds. Of course, it is linking to something. Underneath the title is Dak on loss to Niners, unacceptable, 100% on me. That's a quote from Dak. So in a way, they're just rephrasing what he's saying or at least explaining what's going on. But in another sense, come on, man, you know better than to put that on your social media page.
Is it down yet?
No, it's still up.
It's not down. Last week, checked about an hour ago. Jay, keep in mind, 300,000 or so views for all the other posts.
Yeah, I know.
14 million views for this post.
So my point is, how do you not ask Jerry Jones about Dak Prescott? How do you not ask Jerry Jones about what Micah Parsons said and play the tape? How do you not ask those? Those are the most relevant questions to ask Jerry Jones.
So you read something into Jerry Jones.
1,000%.
I also read something into it, and let me tell you what, this is pure speculation. I think there are several possibilities among them. Well, look, they're all talking about the Cowboys now. They're going to talk about this. It's got 14 million views. That got 300,000, right? So it's got, you know, what is it, 40 times the views that everything else. We're doing 40 times the number of eyeballs on our website than we were getting if we didn't talk about this. That's one possibility. So keep it up. Two is Jerry Jones wanted that there. Jerry Jones sending a message to Dak Prescott. Three is, once it's out there, Jerry Jones is like, what's the point in taking it down? But Key, that's a lot to go at your quarterback who just lost a playoff game like that. He has total control.
But I don't think Jerry Jones, I don't think he's really even paying attention to it. And maybe by now he knows or whatever the case is. And I don't know if it's down. Jay would have to tell me based on the social media stuff. I don't know. I would think that they probably would have pulled it down by now.
Nice Cowboy.
I'm looking at it right now, Key.
But I don't believe that Jerry Jones knew anything about it until way after the fact, because he has way more things to worry about, man, than a tweet being sent out by his organization that has to do with his quarterback. He knows about it.
Still up, Key.
Still. Oh, you know what? We're up to almost 15 million views now. Yeah, in other words, this is like the hottest thing.
I don't know. Then I don't know what
sports media right now.
Maybe he's out on the ocean somewhere and doesn't know. Maybe he's out on his 300-foot yacht and doesn't know what's going on. I don't know. I have
just
no
got
idea.
A telegram from the ocean, Key. It turns out there's no way.
No, I think on his yacht, you don't need a telegram.
This morning,
yes,
when
sir.
We first talked about this in the opening segment, it was at 13.8 million.
Yeah.
It's at 14.8 million.
Right. Another million.
So in the span of 2.5 hours, a million people have seen it.
Yeah. He knows. He knows, and he's leaving it up. Leaving it up. The Bills' Stephon Diggs breaks his silence after the playoff loss because the Cowboys had enormous pressure on them to get to the NFC Championship game. At least they failed to do it. So did the Bills. Cowboys, I felt like there was a lot of negative pressure. I think we discussed this, and I forgot one of you guys said it, like kind of a lot of negative pressure on the Cowboys. Better do it or else. The Bills, it was positive pressure in a way. Like everyone's pulling for him. Still a lot of pressure after the DeMar Hamlin thing, but even before that, the preseason favorites, and throughout the season they came so close to the Chiefs. Last year they changed the playoff rules for overtime. I mean, like, it was unbelievable. So anyway, it must be very disappointing for the top wideout after that loss. He did not talk to the media, Stephon Diggs, on Sunday. He didn't talk during locker room cleanout on Monday, but he later tweeted, "Want me to be okay with losing? Nah. Want me to be okay with our level of play when it's not up to the standard? Nah. It's easy to criticize my reaction more than the result." Jay, you're the resident social media maven on this show. What do you think?
I mean, I have nothing wrong with Diggs being angry. He's lost a playoff game. He didn't get targeted down the stretch. Like, I would be pissed off about that, too. You saw him sit there and yell at Josh Allen. Josh Allen didn't even make eye contact with him. That goes to show you where Josh Allen was mentally as opposed to where Diggs was mentally. So I don't believe that you have to just say things to the media all the time. Like, he's dealing with losing when expectations were, from his perspective, he wanted to win. And he was playing for something bigger considering everything happened to DeMar, considering all the things we have made mention of on this show constantly. So I got no problem with it at all, Key, at all.
Well, you know, look, Jay, it's selfish behavior, okay? This is the display that goes on with guys that play the receiver position. Selfish behavior, because all you are worried about is getting the football to pad your stats so that you can talk about yourself after you win the game because of you. Yes, he should be mad, and he should be teed off. All of those sort of things. See, you thought I was going somewhere else, didn't you, Max? They get him the football, they increase their chances of winning the damn game.
Selfish wideout.
Okay? There is no other option if I'm Stephon Diggs. Don't tell me about some other receiver. There is no other option. You brought me in here to help you. So allow me to help you. Well, he doesn't have the time. They're rushing him. Okay. Put another blocking scheme together. Whatever you do, I don't want to go home a loser. I don't want to be sitting around all off season with the what if I could have, wish I should have. Oh, no. Absolutely not. I hate it when people try to go at guys for showing their passion and frustration because they wind up losing. Because if they didn't do that, that would be a problem too. Absolutely 100% right. I'm with him 100%. Yes,
the number
of course,
one wideout.
Keyshawn Johnson would obviously be saying that. You damn right.
The number one
you
wideout.
You damn Skippy.
The number one wideout is a home run hitter. And not just moving the chains, but also a home run hitter. And we see big personalities on a lot of top wideouts. And, Key, I agree with your assessment about the way top wideouts are treated, star wideouts. There's almost no way for them to win. I remember, I always go back to T.O. playing in the Super Bowl on a hurt leg. I remember a lot, I'm not going to say all or most, a lot of the media coverage heading into that game was how selfish he was being for playing on a hurt leg. I couldn't believe that because my entire existence, all I've heard in sports is, man, if you can go out there, you can play, and you always get credit for toughness. Then he was the best player on the team in that game, and it's like he never really got his flowers. And other wideouts also, when they show emotion, and many of them do, they're the home run hitters again. I don't know how the wideout's supposed to behave in a way that doesn't get this reaction. It seems like almost no matter what you do, you're going to get this reaction.
Max,
however, in this case, he very publicly didn't talk to people.
Yeah, well, I'm mad. I don't feel like talking to you. I've been in this situation after a game because as a young man, I was very, very facially gifted, and I had a certain look and all of those things. Don't roll your eyes, Jay. Yeah. I played against New England Patriots opening day. We lose Vinny Testaverde. He goes down with an Achilles injury. We're the favorites to win it all, the whole deal. Man, all I can see is the opportunity to win a Super Bowl flashes in front of my face. They drag me out of the locker room to the press conference in an emotional state. I was so teed off. And I think we have the production of this press conference somewhere in our archives here at ESPN. And you've probably seen it before, Jay or Max. But I wasn't happy. Not happy at all one bit. Not one bit at all. And I blamed our quarterback, Rick Meyer, for playing the way he played down the stretch. Because if he'd have got me the football, it might have turned out differently. Play it.
What can you do? I mean, there's nothing you can do. You can't do anything. There's nothing. We can't do We couldn't throw. We throwing interceptions.
Foul-mouthed prima donna.
Yeah, loud mouth.
Foul-mouthed.
Oh, foul
Don't
mouth.
You know kids are watching? You
kids
are a role model.
Key.
Yeah, wow. Well, guess what? Their parents was listening back then.
Boo.
Turn off the TV, close their eyes, or turn off the radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
See, I'm fired up now, and I ain't played in so long. Because I know how it go, man.
Hey, you looked in good shape back then, Key. See cheekbones and everything.
Man, if you don't stop with your old ass.
You looked in good shape. What am I lying? I see your cheekbones. You had like chiseled features. I forgot already. More KJM coming up.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by Diamador Lenore, San Francisco 49ers cornerback. Morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's good, man?
Well, how are you feeling coming off that Dallas win?
I feel good, you know, getting ready for the NFC Championship, second win, back here, couldn't ask for anything better.
Where's the confidence level, though, coming off a Dallas victory, two interceptions, two straight games in a row, one of only three other players, four with yourself and Deion Sanders and Eric Davis and Richard Sherman, to have, since 1990, to have two interceptions in the postseason for San Francisco?
My confidence, I believe, you know, playing a corner, playing this position, you have to be confident. You know, once your confidence is down, you know, you need to get popped.
Listen, Diamador, we're going to have to put you on pause for a second because you're coming through really muffled. It's very hard to understand. Like you're not really audible, so we're gonna work on the audio and get back to Diamador Lenore in a moment, and hopefully get that worked out. I mean, you imagine their confidence is high coming off that Dallas game, Key.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, they feel a certain way. I'm sure when they went up against Dallas offense after the first couple drives, they settled in and they probably said to themselves, "Oh yeah, we could take advantage of this situation," and they wind up taking advantage of it.
I mean, low key, Kyle Shanahan is just beast. I mean, transition year through Trey Lance, figuring that out with Jimmy G being hurt again. The fact that Brock Purdy is now in this situation. I keep asking the question. I think it's the most pertinent question to ask, Key, and it's simple. I mean, when you think about the names in the Final Four right now contending for a Super Bowl, you know, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, which one doesn't belong?
What do you think about that, Diamador? Diamador Lenore back with us now. Hopefully the audio straightened out. Better.
That's kind of a tough decision. You know, it's a lot of great names being mentioned in that conversation, but you can't count Brock out. You know, he's a winner. He's starting off 7-0. He's been having the offense rolling, averaging I think 30 points a game. So you can't leave him out.
D, what is it about Brock that makes him different? Like, you see it, you're around in the locker room. Like, what are the intangibles? We're like, yo, that's it.
I believe his confidence also, and he's just not afraid of the moment. Like, the moment is never too big for him.
When you go up against the Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, what do you think is the biggest challenge? Now you got Jalen Hurts, you got Devontae Smith, you got Sanders, you have – A.J. Brown, you got the tight end. I mean, you just got a lot of stuff that you have to deal with. If it's one thing that's the biggest challenge, what will it be?
I would say tracking the deep ball, you know, because I know they're going to put it in the air. And we, DBs, we got to come down with it.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts was throwing dimes. I think going back to Jay's question about Brock Purdy, there are only Superman quarterbacks left in the playoffs and Brock Purdy. It's not a knock against Brock Purdy. He just hasn't proven it, the talent and the results, on the level the other guys have. But Jalen Hurts is a lot. The Amador, early in the game it looked like, oh, wait a minute, he's not right. And on the second play of the game, I don't even think it's that he was right. He just made it right through that dime all the way down the field, right? Like, what? How do you prepare for a guy like that?
Just how we've been preparing all season. We played the Chiefs, with Pat Mahomes. So, we've seen the most elite quarterback in the NFL already. So, we played a good offense last week, with Dak Prescott and Michael Gallup and CeeDee Lamb. So I think I'm pretty sure we'll be ready for Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown.
Yeah. So, D'Amador, you mentioned the deep ball. Explain to Max and Jay what that feels like when that ball is in the air and it's going about X amount of miles an hour, but it's in the lights and it's way up there and it's up there for like 20 seconds. What does that feel like when it's coming down?
Really for me, what'd be in my head, I'd just be thinking I got to make a play, because I'd be trying to flip the momentum for our offense so we can get rolling. Try to come out early and bring the energy, because, once we get the energy, it's we hard to stop.
D'Amador Lenore, ladies and gentlemen, San Francisco 49ers quarterback. Appreciate it. Thank you for joining us.
All right, and he played on my 707 team.
Yeah, of course he played on – did I say quarterback? Cornerback. Yeah, of course he played. Everyone in the world has played on Keyshawn's 7-on-7 team. It's unbelievable. You can link any two people throughout history, like Abraham Lincoln and it doesn't matter, Jalen Hurts. It doesn't matter, to Keyshawn's 7-on-7 team. Thank you, D'Amador.
No, that was California.
How was it on his 7-on-7 team? How was his 7-on-7 team? D'Amador, are you still there?
I think he hung up.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Matt,
it's going to be a good one, though. This Philly game is going to be a good one.
Really good. Matt Leinart tweeted out a picture, guys. I'm very seldom tempted to respond to something on social media. Man, I may have to put my answer in this one, though. He tweeted out a picture with different steak temperatures, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, from not even that rare, but I guess they consider that rare, 1. Medium 2 is medium rare. 3 is medium. 4 is medium well. And 5 is well done, right? Then he tweets out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 toast, from not toasted, basically bread, to 6.
To burnt.
Burnt to a crisp, right? Ugh. And then he tweets out A, B, C, D, E, F, black coffee to so much cream in the coffee it looks like milk. I am anywhere between 1 and 2 for the steak, medium rare.
No.
I am a 3 for the toast. I like it a little, not burnt, but I like it a little color, a little color in the toast.
I'm 3 all the way through.
And I'm B three for the coffee.
I'm three on the steak and 3 on the bread. I'm not a coffee guy. That 1 and that 2, though. I don't need nothing barking at me, Max.
Yeah, I like when I chew it, I like it to move.
You might as well just take the meat out the refrigerator and eat it.
Yeah.
Take it straight off the animal.
No, 2 is not like that. 1's not even like that.
Man, 2 like that too. It's just seared around the edges.
I go 2-3-B. But you guys there.
Y'all something else with that B, man.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.